Oliver Dixon on SAFM.
It is 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. You are listening to The Talking Point here on SAFM. My name is Oliver Dixon, standing in for Cathy Mohlahlane. I'm coming to you live from a very sunny Cape Town, from Century City. And we are talking green hydrogen here at this conference. Of course, the conference is being hosted by the Presidency as well as the Ministry of Infrastructure. And they're talking about the relationship between the economy and green hydrogen technology. But right now, I have the Minister of Public Works with me, Minister Patricia de Lille, Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure. That's an important component of that ministry. Minister, thank you so much for your time here. Really, really do appreciate it. When you became minister, a few months before that, there was an announcement of a 400 billion rand infrastructure fund that the president envisioned putting together in relationship to the National Infrastructure Plan of 2050. And now there's a conversation of green hydrogen technology in relation to that. Can you draw the link between those three events for us and how it culminates today?
Thank you, Oliver. First of all, the infrastructure fund was announced in 2018.
Yeah.
And government committed 100 billion rand over the next 10 years. When I came in 2019, one of my tasks was to make the fund operational so that we could start accessing the funding. The funding was a ring fence at DBSA, and we've achieved that. And then the next instruction was then to go and build an infrastructure investment plan for the whole country so that, you know, we could package those opportunities. And thereafter, the next mandate was to go and design a national infrastructure plan at least for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
So all of that foundation has been laid for it. Now, some infrastructure need to be prioritized in our country, especially also maintenance. So we're not neglecting maintenance. But the green hydrogen space presents such an opportunity for South Africa where we could lead the world, you know. So we had to then find, together with the private sector, get people to begin to design these projects. So now we've got a program, and within the program of green hydrogen, we've got currently registered with Infrastructure South Africa about 19 projects. So we're going to gazette that. And then gazetting that will then give the projects an edge in terms of the law, you know, to just do these projects faster. So I'm very excited with what we see here. We could become a world leader. It's really up to us.
Yeah.
We just have to market ourselves better. And we're also using this opportunity to showcase to the international community what we have done so already and what we have planned.
Just a question around state configuration. Infrastructure South Africa is an agency and the president of the office, but you're the political principal of infrastructure in the country. Do they report to you? Are you a political principal that exercises oversight over Infrastructure South Africa?
Yes, Infrastructure South Africa is part of the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. Remember, infrastructure never existed as a department in South Africa until 2019 when we had to start it from scratch. And then we then formed Infrastructure South Africa, a sort of an arm's length away from the department to drive the and coordinate infrastructure. But then you've got the Infrastructure Investment Office in the presidency that deals with infrastructure investment. So Professor Ramakgopa is the head of the infrastructure investment in the presidency and is the head of Infrastructure South Africa in the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. So that's really, you know, we collaborate, we work together.
Right. You've got about 87 billion rand worth of projects in procurement, infrastructure projects in procurement right now. Is anything that's being discussed here today around green hydrogen technology incorporated into any of those projects?
Oliver, we must make the difference. My department, as Department of Public Infrastructure, We are responsible for driving and monitoring the implementation of only strategic infrastructure projects that have been gazetted to be a strategic project. And so in the past 2 years, we have gazetted about 62. And there's value for a project to be gazetted as
strategic. Wow, so you gazette a project every 2 weeks?
No.
Effectively?
No. You gazette them all at once.
And then
we drive the monitoring and evaluation. And those projects we have collected from all three spheres of government.
Yeah.
And also from the private sector and from the state-owned entities. So it's not any project that qualifies to be a strategic infrastructure project. Because we
what
make
are the
sure
requirements?
We make sure that it's bankable, that it's part of the priority needs in our country, that it's part of the achievements in the National Development Plan, the Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan. So there are criteria that we use to single out the strategic projects, like all the hydrogen ones, green hydrogen ones that we announced today. We make them strategic because they are leading a new frontier of investment.
Yeah. So you also then have practice oversight and political direction around mobilizing private sector players to come on board in those public-private partnerships.
Yes.
What are the conversations around commercialization that you're having with them as far as de-risking some of these projects are involved? Because private people are like, oh, we'll come, we'll bring our technology, our capacity, but we're worried about the risk, a regulatory risk, firstly, is what they're worried about, a legislative risk, and perhaps even concessions that will help them de-risk. When you speak to Minister Patel, when you speak to Minister Korongwana around some of those special concessions, it may be trade concessions, it may be priority concessions around supply chain stuff, it may even be tax concessions.
Yeah.
What are those conversations?
The first thing that we are doing differently now is that we are doing what we call project preparation upfront. And in that way, you de-risk the project. And so we get special funding to do that, to make sure that the project is bankable. So we will not put any strategic project out there unless it's gone through a feasibility study and bankable feasibility study. So that is something that we've never done in South Africa before. And that is led by...
So we just did projects at whim in the past?
Well, we took a big risk because, there are a number of projects, unfinished projects in our country that's littered across our country. And even that we have to try and salvage. But with project preparation now, we're beginning to see the benefit of doing that up front. But we're working together with National Treasury, with the Government Technical Advisory Committee. We're working together with the private sector. The private sector has been with us since setting up this whole infrastructure from the beginning. So we are doing things differently now, and obviously you can begin to see that this is the way to go forward. We've adopted the 5Ks model for strategic infrastructure projects that's been used by all the G20 countries. So we have changed our regulations so that we can use that model, which is sort of standardizing how we deal with infrastructure projects. Yes.
Yeah. What are the regulatory conversations happening at the moment, Minister? This is a nascent industry, right?
It's very massive. It's massive. In terms of the Infrastructure Development Act of 2014, you have what you call the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Council.
Yeah.
That's chaired by the President. And then below that, you have got a secretariat, which is chaired by myself and two other ministers. And that's where we do all the cleanup and the planning and everything. And so we have established, consisting of all director generals throughout government, what we call, I like to call it, removing all the stumbling blocks. chaired by Dr. Ramakgopa. And that's where we feed things in. Like, for instance, you know, when a company struggles with getting a water license, we go out and make sure that they get the water license.
If it's so, what, you chastise these mayors?
No. The license is with the National Minister of Water and Sanitation.
Yeah.
No, they've done very well. You know, before it used to take 3 years to get a water license. Now it's taking 6 months. So, yes, there has been improvement in the system.
Yeah. Just maybe a final question at a political strategic level that perhaps would like you to consider is that you may not be Minister of Infrastructure in the next term. I don't know if you're considering retirement anytime soon or whatever the case may be. But what work is being done now that charts the path for the next 10 years that you think is most important for South Africans to know about?
Definitely, we must put the systems in place that can bring about to make us competitive, but compete with the rest of the world. The world owes us nothing. We have to go out and sell ourselves. And this is exactly what Infrastructure South Africa is doing. You know, is creating these new designs, creating these new systems. And that doesn't matter who is going to be the next minister.
Yeah.
The systems will be in place to take our country forward.
Minister De Lille, thank you so much for your time.
Really, really
appreciate it. That is the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Minister Patricia De Lille. Give us a call, 086-000-2032. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this, we're going to be speaking to Sasol. They're a key private sector player in this space. And we want to make sure that the private sector is aligned with the goal, but also a number of tough questions for them as to what are they putting on the line as far as risk is involved, right? Because it can't be that government assumes all the risk. It can't be that you and I as private sectors assumes all the risk. All of that and more coming up in a short while. Let's take a quick break.
You're not ordinary, so why should your wedding be? Are you a unique and unconventional couple planning to get married in your own